Well, the next few days, I'll be speaking from the book of Jude. Few books in the New Testament have more to say to our generation than the letter of Jude. Those who distort and corrupt the faith will find this book distasteful because of its warnings and its uncompromising stance against defectors of the truth of Jesus Christ. We live in an age of deception. We are engaged in a war for the truth. We all should be challenged to learn more about the deceptions that confront us on a daily basis, and that we are called to confront deception with the truth of God. Many people use sophistry to deceive us. Sophism is a deceptive reasoning or a statement which appears to be correct in form, but actually is deceiving. Many of us are far less passionate about the truth and the things concerning the kingdom of God than we ought to be. Truth does matter. Eternity hangs in the balance. The fundamental characteristics of truth is its consistency. In the face of every known and unknown fact, truth remains consistent. It is final. It is absolute. Circumstances cannot change truth. If circumstances compel you to rethink previous conclusions, and if in honesty, in the light of new information, if you are compelled to change your convictions, it doesn't mean that truth has changed. It simply means that you never knew the truth, and that circumstances or additional information are compelling you to recognize the fact. In his prayer to the Father, for those who believed on him, Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Your word is truth." Truth is not academic. Truth is the ultimate principle of life. Have you ever labored over a passage, desiring to know what it means? Have you ever shed a tear over an issue of truth? Great saints have always been dogmatic. What we need today is a return to a gentle dogmatism that smiles while it stands firm on the Word of God. Jude is one of the most neglected books of the New Testament, yet it packs a powerful punch. It is relevant for today, and we would do well to study this marvelous book of God's revelation. I know there's some people who spend a lot of time trying to figure out who was the author of the book of Jude. Some would think that Jude was an apostle, but if he was an apostle, would not he have declared that in his opening statement in order to give more credit to his writings? And if James was an apostle, would not he have referred to him as the Apostle James to give more credit to his writings? I think so. Jude felt compelled to write this. The church at that time was dealing with two major crises, two different thoughts on salvation. One of them resembles John Calvin's doctrine. They claimed that grace had liberated them from the moral law. They reasoned that since grace can forgive any sin, it doesn't really matter what one does, for grace will abound the more. And where there is great sin, there is great grace. In this way, the heretics turned the grace of God into lasciviousness, an excuse for immorality. Across the centuries, this doctrine has been repeated again and again. Even today, there are still many who in their hearts of hearts trade upon God's forgiveness and who make the grace of God as an excuse for sin.
All hail.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.